Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello yet again, everyone. It's John Ray here on North Fulton Business Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. And we are not quite back in our normal home inside Renaissance Bank, but trending that way. But in the meantime, Renaissance is open for you and your needs, particularly if you're looking for a more personal experience for your business. Now, there are a lot of banks that believe in 1-800 numbers and computer-generated voices and seem like they try to stay as far away from small business customers as they possibly can. That's not the way Renaissance is, and I'll tell you how you can figure that out. If you go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call. You'll get a live person on the phone, and that's the start of a personal relationship. Go make an appointment. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. I know I have with my experience with Renaissance, personally. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Greg Harper. And Greg is the president of his own sales consulting firm, Synchrosys Sales Consulting. Greg, welcome.
Thank you for having me, John. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So let's talk a little bit about you, give folks a little introduction to you and to your firm, how you serve in the market out there.
Okay. So, John, I spent 32 years in sales and the last, about 15 or 16 years leading large sales organizations as a VP of sales. And, in my first 23 years working for a very large company, I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot. But later on, the later part of that career, it got to where I just didn't feel like I could make an impact. I mean, it was a multi-billion dollar company. But probably the key thing that I was looking at change in is I was traveling a lot, doing a lot of traveling. Looking for an opportunity where I could really help a smaller company. And that opportunity came along. So I kind of stepped away from the big company, started working with some smaller mid-sized companies, and just enjoyed it thoroughly. So it's just a quick background.
Yeah, so you're a fractional, or some use the term outsourced, VP of sales. Why don't you talk about what exactly that means? What role
it's very similar to any of the other fractional or outsourced C-suite services. Mm-hmm. So there's, we mainly serve small to mid-sized companies where maybe the CEO or the business owner is also acting as the sales manager. He may not have a background in sales management. But because of the size of the company, because of his budget, he doesn't feel like he needs a full-time VP of sales, or he may not want to be, to spend the money for, a highly effective and impactful vice president of sales. And that's where any of the fractional C-suite comes in. We come in as a kind of a working with him based on the time that he needs. So in sales, as an example, typically I engage with customers and I'll spend, I do a lot of work up front, but then when it starts getting into the fractional portion, I'll spend, maybe a day or a day and a half a week with them. And that allows him to take advantage of my expertise in sales and the sales processes and infrastructures, but it also allows me to work with several other companies because he basically is getting experience sales leader at a bargain price, if you will.
Mm. Now, clarify how this is different or the same in terms of relative to being a sales consultant, an outside consultant. I mean, what is there a distinction there?
There is. We all pretty much use the term consultant because that's what the market kind of understands. And that's why if a business leader – is looking for help, he's going to go out and look for the consultant world. But what we do a little different, what I do different is instead of just meeting with him over a certain amount of time and then telling him what his problems are and going, okay, you need to focus on these and you need to fix that. I actually, I'll spend 3 to 4 weeks doing a deep dive into his company, meeting with all his management team, all his Salesforce team, really trying to understand what's going on. Then I'll present to him, here's the key areas that we're going to work on, but I'll go ahead and implement and develop all of those things. So I basically do the work, allowing him to go do what he needs to focus on as the owner or CEO of the company.
That sounds, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but that sounds a little more accountable than a consultant. I mean, consultants got to have a bad rap sometimes for, you know, I guess recommending the changes, but they're not around for the results, right? Or they're not accountable. And that what you're describing,
that's kind of the way that's the way I see it. I know there's some consultants that are very effective out there. Obviously, it's a good business model, but with a small company. If you're a consultant to a very large company, you've got several people that can go and implement that and make those necessary changes. But on a small company, I mean, it can be overwhelming, the stuff that I am going to be presenting to him, because if you think about a CFO or a business owner, their expertise typically lies somewhere outside the sales organization, the sales infrastructure and process. They got in business because, you know, maybe they were a great software developer, or maybe they were an engineer that could design and develop a certain product or a service, but their strengths don't lie in sales. So they don't really understand 100% what all it takes and what all is entailed in a very good and strong sales infrastructure. And if I present it to them and go, okay, go do all this, it's just like, it's probably the worst thing they could ever hear, because they're trying to figure out, what do I have to do to get better pipeline and forecasting, right? How do I figure out what is the right compensation package for each of my salespeople that supports my goal? How do I implement a CRM, and what is it, and what's it going to do for me? And when you think about that, if you're coming from outside of that, it sounds overwhelming. I mean, it would be just like right now if a CFO or, you know, a chief operating officer came in and told me, Greg, here's all the things that's wrong with your business. Now go fix all this. I would be overwhelmed. So, we take it a little different. We've got a great process that steps through, and then, you know, we actually do the work, and what you see most of the time is the business owner typically, you know, he's a guy that, number one, he knows he's got an issue, and he knows that I need to address this issue. So he takes it on his own to start looking and finding what the right things are. But he can't fix everything, right?
Sure.
So when I come on and I go, look, Here's the issues I found through this sales agility assessment that you took. And I'm going to address all of these. You know, it looks at 4 major points within the sales infrastructure. And then underneath that, about 16 or 20 other sub points that needs addressing. Well, when I tell them I'm going to do it all, you can just see kind of like relief, you know, that somebody's going to help me out with this. So that's a great feeling to see that I can help the business owner get back to focusing on what he's really good at and helping him address problems that are a major concern for him right now. I mean, if you just look at this last year, I mean, let's face it, this has been a crazy year with the COVID. Some companies have been great, but most companies have been impacted. So the good business owners, they're like, I got to figure out, I need to review, I need to reassess, and I need to maybe pivot, but I don't know what it is. Okay. So, you know, we have this sales agility assessment that they can go in. It takes about 30 minutes, it's 48 questions. And it really it creates a report that I can sit down with him and show him where all these shortcomings are. You know, we did, what we do is we do this assessment for about 1,700 companies already this year. And when you see some of the statistics come out of it, it's pretty telling of what's going on out there with small businesses, that where the CEO or president is the sales leader, if you will.
Well, let's dive into that. I'm very curious about what you just said. I mean, what are some of the findings that you're seeing among the small business owners that you've had who've taken this assessment? I mean, what does that tell you in general about the state of small business and their sales activities?
Yeah. So if you think it, so first of all, I want to qualify. It's not 1,700, just any, it's not a survey that went to any 1,700 companies. Mm-hmm. It's about 1,700 companies that the owner saw maybe there's going to be a major impact on because of the pandemic this year. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe I'm just seeing sales going in the wrong way. So I'm proactively going to start looking and trying to figure out what it is. And instead of me just coming in and trying to talk him into something, or any other sales advisors talk him into something, we let him take this assessment on his own. And if he's honest with himself, it returns some great stuff. So as an example, and I'm going to refer to some notes here. You have to forgive me. I have to kind of move my glasses around here. But so out of 1,700 companies, these questions focus around sales strategy, methodology, analysis, and the organization. Mm-hmm. Okay, 73% of those that took this assessment rated their company as poorly on sales infrastructure. Mm. Okay. And 23% rated themselves as below average to all the other people, okay, that had taken it, companies that had taken it this year. So as an example, 88% of these businesses struggle with a sales strategy. Sales strategy being like the industry they're serving, their position in that industry, maybe their competitors, and their value proposition. So mm-hmm. they struggle with that. Like they don't have a thorough competitive analysis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe they know that their market's expanding or contracting, but they don't really know what their next step needs to be. And maybe their new product, their new hypothesis has not been proven out yet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
93% struggle with sales methodology. And that focuses on stuff like territories, the coverage, the processes, maybe a CRM tool. They don't know the probability of closure at each sales cycle. They don't really understand their process, and therefore they know that their entire sales team, probably every one of them does things a different way because there's not a good process in place. Okay. 89% of them focus with a sales analysis. So sales analysis focusing on things like their goals, their percent to goals or quotas, metrics for what they hold their salespeople accountable to, reporting and compensation. And then 88% of those that took it struggle with sales organization. You know, that's like their existing staff. Are their salespeople that good? How do they train salespeople? You know, onboarding. You know, one of the biggest issues we see is onboarding. They'll hire a new sales guy, but, you know, he's not effective until about 6 months down the road. So, you know, they've wasted a lot of time there on onboarding. And then, of course, hiring and, you know, setting up the right roles and responsibilities. So a lot of them struggle with that as well. And one of the things that's really interesting is that through this, we found out that of these companies, a large majority of them do not have a formalized review process. And they don't put any review in writing so that they can drive the behavior or the improvements that they need. And I think it's just simply because you know, a business owner's got so much going on. That's just one more thing that he knows he's got to get to, but he just can't get to it, you know?
Folks, we're here chatting with Greg Harper, and Greg is president of Synchrosys Sales Consulting. Greg, what you're describing sounds like a business owner who's maybe done it by the seat of his or her pants for years and really needs to put some process around the whole sales activity. I mean, because that's what you keep coming back to is process.
That's correct. Yeah. So, you know, we see a lot of companies that's been in business for a while and, you know, they had a great 10 years of growth. Everything was looking good. Then all of a sudden they kind of hit, you know, a plateau and their sales are just kind of stagnant or their sales may be declining. We see companies that, you know, a lot of their business is referral based. And while that can be a good thing, but also can be a bad thing, that means that they're not reaching the full potential of, you know, their markets that they serve. We see companies, quite honestly, that are going the opposite way. Their sales and their sales structure or their sales revenue is skyrocketing. But because they struggled through the sales processes when they were young, they were able to get, you know, win new customers, win new opportunities, get those in-house and process orders. But it was a struggle. Now that their growth is really on a rapid pace, they're struggling even more. And what happens is typically they're going to not satisfy all their customers like they did before.
Okay, so I'm a business owner. I'm overwhelmed. My sales have plateaued. I see the need for having a conversation with you. How does that unfold? I mean, how does that relationship start?
Okay, so, you know, like I said in the very beginning, I'm not there just to sell a product. That's not what I want to do. I truly want to help the small business owner. So typically it goes where, you know, he'll hear from somebody that, hey, here's a guy that might be able to help you in sales. He reaches out. We set up a meeting. You know, I'll sit down with a guy for 30 to 90 minutes and, you know, I'm asking him questions. I'm trying to understand more about his company, about his product, about his service, about his sales organization. And at usually about 30 minutes into it, I can clearly tell him, you know, your problem is not sales. I can help you, or I absolutely can make an impact and help you with this. You know, most of the times, the next step from that is like I will send him a link where he can go and take his own unbiased sales agility assessment. And what that does, that's going to create a report where it shows how he stacks up with thousands of other companies similar to him, where they were in the beginning, and then where they were at a process a year later or so after we had made the engagement with them. So that kind of opens it up for him for more in-depth conversation. And at that point, we start talking about what are the things he needs. Mm. It could be something as simple as he's got a good sales structure going on, but he doesn't have a clearly defined value proposition. You know, I could help him with that. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, it leads to what we call a Genesis plan. And that Genesis plan is looking at everything that I kind of previous mentioned before, the strategy, the methodology, the analysis, and the organization, and then all the stuff in between there. So at that point, I'll create a proposal. I'll sit down. I'll go over it with him. I'll clearly define what I'm going to do and what he needs to do or what he needs to allow me to do. Mm. Okay. And so at that point, normally what happens, everything we start with is the Genesis program. And so I'll take the 2 to 3 months to develop and implement all of those changes. At that point, you know, the business owner has a choice of going, okay, I'll take it from here. And I'll continue with this process. And by the way, most business owners, by the time they see what I've been able to do, they're just kind of like, man, I hate sales. You know, I know I need it, but I don't understand it. So can you continue? That normally leads to the outsource or the fractional VP of sales agreement. There may be a case where he has someone that's in his organization that is showing signs of good leadership skills. Well, I can take it to the level of going, you know, let me train him on what we call a certified sales leadership program. And it's a very in-depth, it's a tough program, but will allow his younger person that maybe not be as experienced as most vice presidents of sales, it will allow him to understand everything that I put in place and carry it forward. Because, you know, it's scalable. As the company grows, these are the fundamentals that can grow with a company as well.
Now, are there specific industries, verticals that you work in?
Not really. If you look at, you know, first of all, it needs to be typically a B2B business, right? That's where mm-hmm. we focus, because those are companies that have sales forces versus, you know, smaller companies that are just calling on consumers. So B2B is one of the key things. But, you know, from there, almost any industry, the fundamentals for a sales infrastructure and process are the same. The products, the services, the marketing strategy, all of that can be different, but sales fundamentals are sales fundamentals. And that's what I focus on. And then as I'm going through the process, there may be tweaking different things of maybe how they use a CRM versus how somebody else wants to use a CRM. But it's all basically all the fundamentals are the same across all industries. Mm. You know, if you look at last year, business, I think 27% of the business that Sales Acceleration engaged with came from high-tech startup type companies. About 25% came from manufacturing. And then it's just everything you could imagine down from there.
Well, Greg, this has been great. And it sounds like you've got some great ways to be able to be helpful to businesses out there, particularly in the environment we find ourselves in right now.
Yeah, it's tough right now.
Yeah, for sure. But for those that would like to be in touch, would like to know more information, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, they can reach out to me through my website. It's synchrosis.com. Or they can call me 770-403-1673.
Awesome. Greg Harper, he's the president of Synchrosis Sales Consulting. Greg, thanks so much for being with us.
John, thanks a lot. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Folks, just a quick thought here. If you've got some other outsourcing that you need to do, in this case, it might involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping. Maybe you've got some workshops that need to get planned, some Zoom meetings. Well, I've got an answer that involves picking up the phone in this case and calling Essie Escobedo. She's the chief executive angel over at Office Angels. She's got a whole team of folks, and they have been working virtually for 20 years. So this pandemic environment doesn't scare them at all. And they're not a temp agency or placement firm. They just work on an ongoing or as needed basis based on your problem. So if you call Essie at 770-442-9246. She explain your problem. She'll find a great angel for you who will fly in, get the job done, and fly back out. She's terrific. I know that personally because I use her services and those of some of her angels. So give her a call, 770-442-9246, and let her know we sent you her way. And also, folks, just a quick reminder that we are on all the major podcast platforms. We're on all of them. I have yet to be stumped. Even Amazon, who just added podcast. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term. You can find us on all the major apps. And we would love it if you would go on and give us a great review, a 5-star review, because it helps people find the show, find great business leaders like Greg. who folks might need to use their services, and helps them find the show. So if you could do that, we would appreciate it. We'd also love it if you connect with us on social media. Follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook. North Fulton BRX is the handle on all three of those platforms. So for my guest, Greg Harper, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.